It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, campus clashes. New protests on college campuses across the country. More arrests overnight amid the growing number of demonstrations. We're live with the latest. And TikTok. President Biden signing a bill that would ban TikTok if it isn't sold in the next year.
It's going to make America safer.
The app CEO and users pushing back.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere.
What you need to know about the next steps straight ahead. Then, new hope inside the groundbreaking research that could be life-changing for women everywhere.
There is a potential that if we can delay menopause, we can actually not only delay a lot of the negative symptoms that can come with menopause, but delay a lot of the negative consequences from it.
How scientists are trying to delay menopause and preserve fertility. All that plus Jennifer Aniston working 9 to 5.
I've killed the boss. You think they're not going to fire me for a thing like that?
A special surprise for a big Beyonce fan.
Beyonce is your friend?
And 20 years of 13 going on 30. So let's celebrate.
I'm going to a party in a limo.
Today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
From onto the Today Show.
From Herman, Missouri.
Sisters on a bucket list trip.
Sending love to Anana and Papa. Watching in Grand Ledge, Michigan.
Hi to our friends at Liberty Park Middle School.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
Anna's turning 10!
Shout out to Batesville, Mississippi!
Lexington, South Carolina!
Clinton, New York!
Caldwell, Idaho!
And Hugo, Minnesota!
Rob Blair to meet Savannah and Hoda!
Because today's her first birthday!
Oh, happy birthday to you. Good to see everybody outside this morning. Hopefully the last of the chilly mornings here in the Northeast.
Yes.
Everyone's bundled up, but we're going to come out and say hello in just a little bit. It is a busy morning. Let's get right to our news at 8 o'clock. Guys, we begin with chaos on college campuses across the country. New protests over the Israel-Hamas war erupting overnight. Some demonstrations turning violent, ending with mass arrests. NBC's Stephanie Goss joins us now from New York's Columbia University. Steph, good morning.
Hi, Hoda. Good morning. You know, these student protesters are demanding that their universities cut financial ties with Israel. But these encampments that we've been seeing from coast to coast have become, at times, flashpoints for harassment and intimidation of Jewish students. There have been a number of places where there have been dramatic confrontations with police, including Emerson in downtown Boston, a number of students taking over a public alleyway and confronting with police. Overnight, there were more than 100 arrests at Emerson. There are also clashes between police and riot gear at the University of Texas, arresting protesters there, dozens of them. And then in California at USC, there were protesters who were told to clear out of the center of campus. Some of them did not listen to that call. They were also arrested. Here at Columbia, there was a visit from lawmakers, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who stood on the steps of the library here at Columbia University and called on the president, Manoush Shafiq, to step down if she could not get control of the protesters here on campus. Meanwhile, the Board of Trustees here at Columbia issued a statement in support of the president. They say that she has done that ever-important balancing act of striking a balance between the importance of freedom of speech and maintaining the safety of students here so they're not harassed. Hoda?
All right, Stephanie Gosk for us there at Columbia. Steph, thank you.
Now to the uncertain future of TikTok. The president has signed the bill that would ban the app if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. But the CEO of TikTok plans to fight back. NBC's Savannah Sellers is here with the legal fight that is taking shape now. Savannah, good morning.
Hey there, good morning. That's right. This legislation included in that larger foreign aid package says TikTok must find a buyer in 270 days, though President Biden would be able to grant an extension of 3 months. Now, Beijing could block the sale, not to mention it's a tall order to find a buyer for this company, said to be worth tens of billions of dollars.
It's going to make America safer.
This morning, the clock now ticking for TikTok to find a buyer or be banned in the U.S. after President Biden signed into law a foreign aid package that includes a provision forcing the sale of the Chinese-owned company in the next 9 months. On the app, its CEO vowing to fight back.
Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts.
And urging users to rally in support of TikTok.
I'm going to be really upset. Like, everyone is on here.
Any potential ban is likely years away as legal challenges play out. But even if a ban does go through, TikTok wouldn't suddenly disappear from phones. Instead, no new downloads or updates would be possible. Lawmakers who pushed for the bill to pass say the app must be sold from its Chinese parent company ByteDance to protect American users' data.
Through this process, have you learned anything about Americans' data on TikTok that does really concern you? Anything concrete?
Yes. Rivers of data are being collected and shared in ways that are not well aligned with American security interests.
FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Lester Holt that TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government.
We're talking about the ability to control or collect data on millions and millions of users and to use it for all sorts of influence operations like driving their AI efforts.
Well, I flew all night.
So you came on a red eye.
Yes.
Other TikTok creators traveling to the Capitol from far and wide to demonstrate against the ban.
TikTok has given me every bit of voice that I have.
So as I mentioned, TikTok vows that they are taking this to court. They will argue this impedes users' free speech. Now, whichever side were to lose that battle would likely appeal to the Supreme Court, potentially setting up a years-long showdown, guys. Right. Keep us posted. Savannah, thank you.
Thank you.
To some breaking news now. New York's highest court this morning overturning Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The court finding the judge at the landmark trial prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The court ordering a new trial. Weinstein, though, will remain in prison because he was convicted in Los Angeles in 2022 of another rape and sentenced to 16 years in prison.
Former USC football great Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back. It comes more than 14 years after it was taken away amid accusations he received improper benefits as a student athlete. Bush won the award in 2005, being named college football's best player. But 5 years later, that honor was stripped in the wake of allegations that his family received financial benefits from an agent. Well, yesterday, the Heisman Trophy Trust reinstated Bush, citing recent changes in the economics of college athletics and saying, quote, we are so happy to welcome him back.
Reggie Bush should have gotten that trophy back years ago. Coming up in Pop Start, a classic film, Back on the Clock. Which Hollywood superstar is playing an updated version of that 1980s film, 9 to 5?
But first, a look at groundbreaking research that could be life-changing for millions of women. Arianne Thompson found out how scientists are trying to delay menopause right after this. We're back 8:14, our ongoing series, The Future of Fertility. And this morning we're looking at some groundbreaking research being done at Columbia Fertility in New York City that could help women young and older.
Okay, there's a clinical trial happening to see if menopause can be delayed. And that would mean fewer years to suffer the adverse effects and more years for women to try to have a family before it starts. NBC's Ann Thompson is here. She's got more. Hey, Annie.
How incredible science is. Did you ever even think this would be possible? Mm-hmm. So the idea behind this is that the aging of a woman's ovaries is out of sync with her lifespan, with women living longer, more vibrant lives well into their 70s and 80s. Scientists are now looking at the possibility of delaying menopause, which would also delay the increased risks of cardiovascular issues, osteoporosis, and yes, that nasty weight gain that comes along with it.
Actress and director Bonnie DiCiepolo is in a profession that values youth. But her determination to delay menopause is not just a business decision.
Your life is on a great trajectory, and then you hit this, and then there's a cascade of negative health impacts. I mean, it looks like a cliff.
Falling into a world of hot flashes, night sweats, and mood changes.
Did your mom and your grandmother have health problems that you associate with menopause?
My grandmother and my aunt both broke hips. And my mother has been complaining about it for 20 years.
And Bonnie's frustrated by what she says she's heard from too many doctors.
Most doctors, they'll say, oh, it's normal, it's healthy. You know, you can't fight it, you shouldn't fight it. But I would say, you know, erectile dysfunction is normal and healthy, and men want to fight that.
Do you think menopause has been ignored by the medical community?
I think women have been ignored by the medical community.
Now researchers at the Columbia University Fertility Center are trying to delay menopause. Dr. Zev Williams' target is a woman's ovaries.
The ovary for so long has been viewed just as a source of eggs, but we really now appreciate that this little organ does so much more in terms of the woman's health and well-being.
What else does it control, or what else does it impact?
The hormones from the ovary have an impact that goes as wide as how the patient feels, the skin and appearance and wrinkles, and protecting the heart and cardiovascular disease and dementia.
Will it make women healthier?
The hope is, and this is what's so dramatic about this, that there is a potential that if we can delay menopause, we can actually not only delay a lot of the negative symptoms that can come with menopause, but delay a lot of the negative consequences from it.
Including infertility.
So how are you trying to delay menopause?
By really tapping into the rate at which eggs get used up in the ovary. I think most people realize that a woman is born with all the eggs that she'll have and that those eggs get used up as she ages. And once all the eggs are used up, that's when menopause occurs.
To slow the number of eggs a woman releases each month, Williams is using rapamycin, traditionally an anti-rejection drug for transplant patients.
Does delaying menopause increase cancer risks?
This is something that we don't think will occur, but like with every intervention that we do, we're going to have to closely monitor.
Bonnie is one of 100 women between the ages of 35 and 45 in the double-blind study. Half take 5 milligrams of rapamycin once a week for 3 months. The other half gets a placebo. They are monitored for a year. So far, Dr. Williams says there are no adverse effects. And though Bonnie doesn't know if she's gotten rapamycin, she says her sleep and energy levels have improved and her skin looks even better.
Anything that will help women have more agency, more control over their bodies, more choice, not having to say, like, I have this narrow window from 25 to 35 where I have to make my whole career, get established, get a house, find a mate, and raise a family. That's a very small amount of time that we are asking modern women to do everything.
Now, Dr. Williams expects the study to be completed and published in about a year and a half. They are still enrolling women. And now the big question is whether or not rapamycin could become the standard of care for women in the 35 to 45 age range that want to delay menopause.
Not just for fertility, but for a whole range of issues.
For your general health.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thanks,
Thank
Anne.
You, Anne. That's
Thanks
fascinating.
So
all right. And tomorrow on our fertility series, two couples share their journeys to try to break the stigma around male infertility. That's coming up tomorrow on Today.
I like it when stuff like that happens.
I did too.
You know, we see you, camera for
you. Don't
Anthony.
You worry.
What is
it
that?
Happens.
You had to scooch because there's Al over at the wedding.
That's right. We're old pals. We hang out together. Anyway, hey, guys, this is the beginning. Today, tonight, the beginning of what could be the longest outbreaks duration-wise, of the plane since 2019. Severe weather today. We are talking about 5 million people, damaging winds. The tornado risk is what we're most worried about. Dodge City all the way down to Wichita Falls. For tomorrow, we've got, again, that enhanced area. 19 million people, Omaha, Kansas City, down to Dallas, Davenport for baseball-sized hail. And then Saturday, we've got more of the same 33 million people at risk with this system. And we move into Sunday. Again, big risk, 24 million people from Illinois all the way down to Texas. We are going to be watching this very closely over the next 96 hours. If you're heading out, Sirius XM channel 108 today, 1 o'clock. Today's Show Confidential if you're having trouble sleeping. But right now, best time of the morning. Best time
one
of the
o'clock.
Morning. Pop star.
It's
like a total
drive-by
shooting.
Total drive-by.
Golly.
They can't even defend themselves.
All right, guys, let me start with pop star and Jennifer Aniston, the Hollywood A-lister, taking up a new 9-to-5 reimagining this 80s classic.
Blackmail. All that sounds good. What could we get on him? A sex scandal. Take a picture of him in bed with a prostitute.
Oh, who'd care?
Yeah, Hart would just buy up the copies and send them out as Christmas cards.
I'm actually surprised it took this long. That movie was so great and so classic. 9 to 5, a new one in the works. According to Variety, Aniston and her producing partner, Kristen Hahn are working on a fresh take of the beloved comedy with Juno writer Diablo Cody handling that script.
That should be
good. No casting picks have been revealed. We'll keep you peeled on that for the next. But that what a fun casting for the trio.
Yes. Dolly's got to have a cameo, too.
Of course.
Absolutely. Next up is Beyonce. Just last week, this little boy went viral for his love of the music superstar.
Beyonce's in her house, baby. You like her songs?
Can they visit Beyonce?
No, we don't know her personally. We don't know her personally.
She's her friend.
She's our friend?
Yeah.
I haven't met her.
Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah.
Well, guys, now they do know Beyonce personally. Really? Tyler's mom revealing Beyonce sent a big surprise to her tiny fan. That's right. Sharing a series of pictures on Instagram and writing, through the power of Queen Bee's internet, she saw that video and sent over some of her favorite blue flowers and a new animal best friend for Tyler. And the sweetest message of all that our family will now always treasure, the message Beyonce told Tyler. I see your halo.
Whoa, that's beautiful.
How about that little story?
Beautiful. I love that.
A little boosty there, huh?
Yes.
A bestie boosty.
Wow. Feels good. Next up is Carol Burnett. Last night, the comedy legend stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live, revealing that before she made it on the big screen, Carol worked at a local movie theater in Hollywood. But that job was short-lived after some customers tried to walk in on the last few minutes of a Hitchcock movie when Carol was working.
And this couple comes in, and it's the last 5 minutes of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. The manager comes up, and the manager just says, "What's going on here?" And this woman says, "She won't let us sit down. We want to go to sit down." And I said, "But Mr. Batten," that was his name, Batten. I said, "It's Hitchcock. You know, I'm such a movie fan, and it would just ruin it for them." And they're complaining. He looks at me and he says, "Burnett." And I said, "Yes." He went, and he ripped off an epaulet.
Wow.
Jeez.
Then fired her right there. But listen, sweet story ending here. Carol went on to say that years later, when she finally got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they put that star right in front of the theater.
That's it.
Right in front of the same theater where
success
she worked.
Success is the best
revenge. There you go.
That's right. Next up, Andrea Bocelli. The big celebration is in the works, honoring three decades of these golden pipes. Yesterday, the singer announcing a three-day concert event is going to be held in his hometown in Italy. Calling it Andrea Bocelli 30, the celebration. Three-day party promises a lineup of international artists. Special guests, Ed Sheeran's going to be there, Shania Twain, John Petit. That's just a few
Let's go.
Let's go. So if you want to pack your bags and fly over to the rolling hills of Tuscany.
Let's go.
Yes.
Tickets for that are on sale now.
Okay.
When
Let's
is
take the
we'll
show.
Oh, wow.
We got to get through Paris Olympics first, and then we'll get to Today Show in Tuscany for Andrea Bocelli.
Sounds good.
Finally, 13 going on 30, break out the Razzles. This week, the former castmates celebrated the beloved rom-com's 20th anniversary, and on social media, Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Garner, and her on-screen frenemy turned real-life bestie Judy Greer shared this sweet advice for teens today.
I think we saw and we found in this movie, like, the grass isn't always greener, you know, you want to grow up so fast, but you're missing out on a lot.
Hold on to your innocence.
Hang in there. That's the main thing. Have faith.
Hang in there.
Have faith in who you're becoming, even if it's messy.
That's right. In the video's caption, the cast wrote, "Forever 30, flirty, and thriving."
That's great.
Yes.
Pop star.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Still ahead, guys. Matt Abdu. He is here from Pig Beach, one of our absolute favorite barbecue joints, cooking for a great cause this morning.
Yes. Kids are here, too.
Cheddar burger topped with brisket.
Yes.
Right. Meat.
2024, and listen, that's the future right there. It's Take Your Kids to Work Day here at NBC, and we've got so many great kids, kids of our tech crew, of our producers, on-air correspondents.
Everybody,
look at these adorable.
Go slow, go slow.
Okay.
Wait, go slow all the way.
I recognize your dad.
I know your mom.
Dylan O'Melvin.
Yep.
I see Calvin, Fischera, Dylan's kids, Craigers. Where's your kids, Hoax?
They're right there. Haley and Hope are right there.
Right there.
Hey, hey.
So hey, fun.
Hi, guys. Y'all all right?
Everybody's good?
Crawford.
You know what's funny? We all share our stories of our kids, but every once in a while we all get to see everybody's kids. It's like, oh,
so cute.
Real. It's fun.
We got one more over here running cable here.
Actually,
this young girl. What's your name?
Buddy. Tyler.
All right. There you go. Tyler, the creator, right there.
So cute.
Get him his union card.
Guys, coming up, it's the opposite of cutting the cord. Wired headphones are making a big comeback. Vicky Nguyen is plugged in, and she's going to tell us what is behind that trend.
Plus, listen up. Our Shop Today team is offering one of their incredibly popular boxes, all full of vacation must-haves, nearly 70% off. So these curated boxes sold out in 90 minutes last time. So get ready.
Wow.
We finally get headphones wireless, and now we're going to go back. What's happening? I'm dying.
Analog, baby.
You know what?
Good tease.
Because you keep losing them.
That's why.
Better sound.
I'll tell you what we also got this morning, some early morning barbecue. Our good friend, Chef Matt Abdu, is here, doubling down on the meat. I'm talking about a cheddar brisket burger, a real burger patty, cheddar cheese, and then actual brisket on top. Delicious. It's all for a great cause. We'll talk to Chef Matt coming up.
All right. Then coming up on the third hour, we're talking financial wellness with expert tips on reducing stress around money, from making investments to getting a loan. Also, the great Jim Gaffigan with the new Seinfeld movie Unfrosted about the creation of Pop-Tarts.
All right. By the way, coming up tomorrow here on Today, from the deli line to hopefully the starting line in Paris. I recently went down to Baltimore to meet a guy named Dylan Beard. By day, Dylan trains by jumping over hurdles at the track, but by night, he's working at the deli counter at Walmart to pay for all that training. So we're going to have his story tomorrow on Today, and we've got a really special surprise or two in store for that amazing young man.
Oh, good. I'm excited about that. Let's get a check of the weather.
All right. Let's show you what we're looking at as far as the weekend is concerned. We got a stretch of severe weather coming up for the plains. It'll be sunny in the east on Friday tomorrow, showers out west. We move on into Saturday. We're looking at more severe weather in the mid-plains, sunny and warm along the eastern seaboard, mountain snows out through the Rockies. Sunday! Yay! Feels like summer along the coast, the east coast and out west, but severe storms again from Texas all the way to the Great Lakes. And that's your latest weather.
Oh, this is so awesome. Al, thank you. Just look at these cuties. And what's your name?
Christian.
Christian, who is the son of one of our great audio technicians, Chris. And these literally identical. Chris, come over here. I just want to show the identical twin situation.
It's Twinsville.
Literally, I can't tell. Look at these cuties.
Christian, will you show a quick dance move?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's got dance moves, too. Okay.
Wow. Everybody dance!
Everybody dance!
I know, like, Chris is not dancing. All right, coming up next, guys, the great headphone debate. Have you heard? Wires are making a big comeback. Vicky wins. Tell us why. But first, this is Today on NBC.
This morning in Today's Consumer, what's old is new again. Wired headphones. Wired headphones are making a comeback thanks to, in part, social media.
Okay, well, some say it's a fashion statement. Others worry that wireless headphones aren't safe. Really? NBC's senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen. Really?
That came from Donna on your show because she was wondering about these TikTok videos saying, hey, the RF radiation coming from those wireless headphones isn't safe. So we wanted to get to the bottom of it. Good morning to you. You may have seen a lot of those videos on your own social media. It has prompted a new wave of wired headphone users who say there are other benefits to plugging in. So here's what you need to know about this great headphone debate.
EMF radiation.
Have you seen these videos?
Actually carry more risk.
Social media users claiming wireless earbuds are unsafe because of radiation from electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs.
This is an RF meter. What it does is it measures radio frequencies in the air.
Collectively, videos like these have racked up more than 64 million views.
300 times. This poor girl's frying your neurons just to show this to you guys.
A lot of people on social media saying these wireless earbuds provide a radiation risk. What say you as a doctor?
when it comes to radiation with the wireless earbuds, it's a Bluetooth radiation. It's non-ionizing, and it's a very low amount of radiation, a very low energy level. And so it's really not enough to change the DNA inside the cells and to cause cancer or tumor growth like some people are concerned about.
Dr. John Torres says the research is not conclusive about prolonged use because these devices have only been on the market for 18 years.
If you use them for 5, 6, 7 decades, 8 hours a day, every day, that we don't know. But right now, as of now, average, even heavy use shouldn't be a concern.
Samsung didn't respond to our request for comment, but Apple's website says its AirPods have been approved as safe by the Federal Communications Commission, which sets the maximum level of radio frequency radiation that a device can emit at any given time. Dr. Torres says in the here and now, the bigger concern with in-ear headphones is the volume.
What do we need to know when it comes to volume control?
And that's a very, very big concern, especially with children, because it's a cumulative process, the damage you get that causes hearing loss. The concern with these in-ear earbuds is that they occlude the ear canal, and so all the energy from that noise is directed straight at the ear canal or the eardrum itself.
He suggests limiting the volume on headphones through your settings or by using apps. And if someone standing next to you can hear your music, that's a sign it's too loud to be safe.
What is gamer's head? Is it real? Should we be worried about it?
So it's got a few names: gamer's head, headphone dent. A lot of people are saying, well, that's my skull's getting deformed. It's not their skull getting deformed. What's happening is the soft tissue we have on top of our head is just getting dented in because they're wearing these hour after hour. After a few hours, especially if you go to sleep, wake up the next morning, that should be gone.
If you're wired curious, the move toward wired headphones is also being driven by tastemakers, according to Shelby Hull, the founder of the Wired It Girls Instagram page, featuring celebrities like Bella Hadid and the Olsen twins.
What is a wired It Girl?
A wired It Girl is somebody that people look to for taste making, style, what are they wearing, what are they eating, what are they listening to.
She says the $19 headphones aren't too precious if they get lost, and wired headphones make an unspoken statement too.
I think it just sends a message like, hey, don't speak to me right now. I don't want to be approached.
Wired or not, inside the ear or out, the key to remember with any kind of headphone, doctors say keep the volume down and limit the time you use them to keep healthy ears.
Crazy. All right, and here's the thing. You really can't beat the affordability of wired headphones, totally. Right? Basic headphones start at $5. The Apple ones, $19. And a lot of people say, listen, the sound quality, Al, I know you think this, it's just better when you have the wired
headphones. Right now, I have friends who are musicians. A-list musicians who have mobile studios on a tour bus, and they lay vocals with these.
Wait, really?
I swear to God. Okay. And they have never gone.
The basic ones?
The basic ones, $20. That
microphone. I know
microphone.
D-list musicians who do that.
Yeah.
But by the way, there's no pluggy thing anymore.
I know. You have to get an adapter because of the USB-C, unless you have an old phone like I do, and then it just works, the one that comes with the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get the adapter.
The dongle.
Carson thinks we can't
get
two.
Is that a real made up?
No, it's just real. The dongle, you plug it in, then it dangles.
So you Google like dongle and then you'll get that.
Careful. Some other things might come up.
That's not my job.
That was a great story. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
We're veering off topic a little, but
wired headphones.
Can't say dongle on TV.
Sure you can.
Apparently you can. Straight ahead, get those phones ready so you can snatch up one of Shop Today's limited edition vacation boxes.
Maybe they got a dongle.
Maybe there's a dongle in the box.
There's kids here, Uncle Al.
This exclusive box. It's full of summer essentials for nearly 70% off. But first, this is Today on ABC.
We have a
biscuit
dongle cheddar cheeseburger.
Back now with the next edition of Shop Today's highly coveted boxes. And this one is chock full of vacation must-haves for the upcoming travel season. The Shop Today team carefully curates this box. They select 9 of their favorite picks. It is a limited edition box. And the best part is when you buy it, you'll receive everything that you see here for 68% off, and then it ships for free. Shop Today editorial director Adriana Brock is here to show us what's included. And just so you know, these boxes, by the way, last time sold out in 90 minutes. So get your phones, scan the QR code. This is hot.
This is the hottest thing right now out of Shop Today. Our audience is loving this. And here's the deal. You get a vacation box. So if you're traveling spring, summer, get this right now. You're getting over $400 worth of stuff for $129.
In this special box.
Straight to your door. So
all
this
right,
is everything you need.
Let's break it down. What are we getting
let's
first?
Let's break it down. So first, we have some beauty products to help you prep for your vacation. Mm-hmm. So we've got the Crest White Strips 3D. These are best sellers. This is an $80 $1 value right
here.
So I'm
clicking, put the strips on, and then it comes with
this
blue
light. You do the strips for an hour. It comes with the LED light, which you only need to use for 5 minutes.
Okay.
You use this, it comes with a pack of 20. The brand says in 20 days, you're going to get up to 30 shades lighter.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, so this is great for coffee stains. Just good, like, beauty prep for the whole season.
All right, love
so,
it.
So,
okay,
love that.
What's next?
Oh. Okay, this is from a brand called Wyos, which we're obsessed with right now because their whole thing is making beauty products that are easy for on the go. And this is TSA friendly because it's solid form. So no liquids. And we've got the face wash and then the shining star.
Explain how this works.
Okay, so the cleanser, you put it on, you add a little bit of water to emulsify it, and then you cleanse your skin like you would. So
smells
great
good.
For on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what's
and then the shining star, this is one of my favorite multitaskers.
What is this
it's basically like a lotion oil in a bar.
Can I
see? So you could use it on your elbows, on your hands, head to toe.
I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
this
a good
is a
one.
Good one.
Good one. Good value too. Okay. What's the
and
serum?
Then a little bit of luxury beauty here. We have the Outset. So this is the brand's best-selling serum. This is Scarlett Johansson's line. This is a $46 value, and the brand calls it the Prep Serum. So this is a 4-in-1. And basically what it does is it's going to firm, brighten, plump your skin and hydrate it. So use it morning and night before your beauty routine. This is a luxury beauty find. So easy to use.
Yeah, I love her line, by the way.
It's
I use her line
good.
Too.
And it's made for sensitive skin. So it's really great for all skin types.
Okay.
Okay, so this is OneSkin. This is their sunscreen. And what's really cool about this is that they've combined sunscreen with skincare. So it's a mineral sunscreen. You're going to get the sun protection, but they've formulated it with peptides. So it's going to help. You know, according to the brand, they do say that it can help with damage from the sun that you already have.
Oh.
So think of it as like an anti-aging sunscreen.
And I like it that it looks like you're not sure if it's going to rub in just right,
yes,
but it does.
It rubs
it goes right
in nice.
Into your, and it feels good on. It doesn't feel so thick. All right, let's get to some compression socks for travel.
So if you're a frequent flyer, you know compression socks are essential. So this is going to help with your leg and foot swelling. These are from Comrade. You're going to get a $40 promo code so that you can buy anything that you'd like on their website. And they've got a ton of compression socks, whether you like the thigh high, the ankle, or the calf high ones. And they come in all these different compressions from light to moderate to firm. So depending on what you like, this is it.
Okay.
They've got it.
Let's go tech. Okay, oh, you got this bag.
Let's talk about Bagalini. This is the Bryant bag. So Bagalini, this is a brand designed by flight attendants.
Oh.
So you know they've made it with intention.
Right, right, right.
And this little crossbody bag, this is the Bryant. This
it's got
is
everything in it.
$55 value. It has the foam pocket. It's got card slots.
Passport.
This is,
all your stuff.
You need to have
that you
one
need
of these when you're on
your
go travel.
All right, techie.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about the Rush Charge. This is a $49.99 value. What is really great about this charger? It's a fast charger. So it's going to charge 2.5 times faster than your average charger. Use it on your laptop, on your tablets, and your phone. So you've got USB-C to USB-C. It comes in black or white.
Uh-huh.
And it's so compact. Look at that adapter.
Love
it's
it.
A lot smaller
Bring
than
us most. Home because you know people are clicking and clacking right now.
Yeah, you guys, scan the QR code right now.
Yeah.
The Shutterfly 8x8 photo book is awesome. It's a 20-page book with a hardcover.
Love it.
Put all your vacation memories in it. You have till the end of the year
Brilliant.
To redeem it.
Okay.
Really great
I know you're on fire right now trying to get on this. Again, this sold out last time in 90 minutes. The shop limited edition vacation box. Scan the QR code. Head to today.com/boxes. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to have another box. All new products. You do not want to miss it. So, and also, just so you know, that Today does get a commission of some of the purchases made on our website. Carson, over to you.
Hey, guys. With Chef Matt Abdu, we got some young members of his family here. The future of the barbecue business right here helping us out. We got an incredible tradition coming up at Pig Beach. We're going to tell you all about it. We got a great burger. I mean, burger. You did brisket on top of it,
That's
cheddar.
Right. Why not?
We're going to cook it, eat it. The kids are going to come out and hang. That's coming up. But first, this is Today on NBC. And we are back with Today Food this morning. We're cooking for a cause. One of our favorites around here, Pitmasters. We got Matt Abdu. He is, of course, chef and owner of Pig Beach with locations in Queens, West Palm Beach, and Louisville. Matt cooks just some of the best barbecue around. It's just that simple.
Thank
this
you.
Morning, he's doing it for a very deeply personal reason to honor his brother-in-law, Jeff, who passed away 6 years ago. Matt, always good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
We talked about this last year. I'm glad to see this is a tradition. Tell our viewers a little bit about your brother-in-law, Matt, Jeff.
So Jeff Michener was our opening partner and chef at Pig Beach Barbecue when we first started. It was just a pop-up out in Gowanus, Brooklyn.
Yep.
He tragically passed away at the age of 36, leaving behind his daughter, Hayes, which was 16 months at the time, and his wife, Sarah. You can see his daughter, Hayes, on the camera there. So we started a foundation in his name. His parents started the foundation. And we host this really awesome barbecue every year where we bring up 30 of the country's best pitmasters to all give their signature taste of a bite. And we do this incredible dine around at Pig Beach in Queens. And it's just a really special time to raise money for the foundation, which generates scholarships for graduating high school students, as well as helping families that have
What do you think Jeff would think about the pitmaster event?
Oh, my God.
He was executive chef.
The reason why all these guys come is because they all got to know Jeff and love him so dearly. Like, Jeff would be like, he would be giddy. He was that kind of guy that had that high-pitched squeal of a laugh that was just happy all the time. You couldn't just smile being around him. So he'd be besides himself seeing all these guys.
He loved barbecue. He loved to play golf. It's my kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure. And his family more than anything.
Speaking of family, we've got some family. Who are the young helpers today? It's bring your kids to work day.
My son, Luke. Come on over, guys. Come on over. This is my son, Luke. And this is my niece, Hayes. Come on. This is Jeff's daughter, Hayes. And Samuel.
Samuel.
Jeff's nephew.
Good to have you guys.
So you guys ready to start cooking?
Yep.
All right,
let's do it.
So here we go.
What are you making? Was this Jeff's favorite burger sort of thing?
So we're doing the burger is sort of a combination of Jeff's two favorite things at the restaurant, his brisket sandwich and our legendary burger that we do at Pig Beach. We're putting them all together.
Yep.
And we're starting it off with this really refreshing light vinegar coleslaw. Sometimes coleslaws can be like really creamy and kind of rich.
I love this.
But this is like vinegary. It's bright. It's vibrant. It's light. So it's a lot of bell peppers in it. So we're just going to take some sliced bell peppers. We got some cabbage. Green, red, orange bell pepper, cilantro, carrots, and some cabbage.
Yep.
Scooch down this way, guys. And then we have our little pickling liquid, which is some vinegars. To that, we're going to add some salt, some sugar.
Come on, put the kids to work.
Yeah, right, come on. Here,
you dump that stuff in there.
Dump the stuff in this bowl over here.
Get in there.
Good work. Come on, Hayes. Yeah, that's good. Put it back.
Put it all in there, guys.
Dump it right on in.
Yep, good job.
Fantastic.
Hayes, great work.
Yep, and that's the pepper.
Yep.
So we got all our ingredients in this pickling liquid. We're going to bring it up to a simmer, and then we're going to pour it over this vinegar or this coleslaw mixture. We're going to let that sit for at least an hour or so overnight.
And you actually want that to sit a little bit,
you
right?
You want it to be hot.
You don't want to dress it late?
Ideally, if you can let it sit overnight in the fridge, it gets really nice and marinated.
Good.
It's perfect.
Unlike the creamy, which will just kind of ruin it.
That's right. So keep squishing down. So next, we're going to make our burger to go with our vinegar coleslaw. Whenever you're making a burger, that's right, Luke, take some salt. You always want to season your meat really, really well.
Yep.
Salt and pepper. And we're going to throw this onto our hot grill. These burgers are about 6 ounce burgers, so they're going to probably take about 3 to 4 minutes aside to get them to be cooked to medium. Scooching down, season both sides of your burger no matter what you're doing.
Both sides, guys.
Once
both
the burger
sides.
Is almost done, the last minute of cooking, we're going to put a piece of cheese or two right on
you
top.
You got the Luke cheddar going?
Cheese. This is cheddar. So the burger we're making is a brisket cheddar crunch burger. Sure, let's do 3 slices. I like your style, Samuel.
You guys all like cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Delicious, right?
Perfect.
So we're going to let that cheese melt onto the burger, and then we're going to take it over to our sandwich over here.
I think a lot of people start to overcook their burger in this waiting for the cheese melt
they
process.
Do.
Give us a pro tip.
So if you have a lid on your grill, like most people do, if you have a gas grill or a charcoal grill, shut it.
Craig, going for seconds. What are you doing?
Yes, that's my guy over there.
Get back here.
Carson's here.
That's
my guy.
I was getting one for Carson Breen.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Help yourself. Not the beer name, Carson.
I love that. So put the lid down on your grill. It'll help melt the cheese a lot faster. Obviously, you want it to go a little bit more. Scooch down one last time. And now, guys, here we go. Let's put some brisket on top of our burger. Oh, just use your hands.
Double meat is just incredible.
Double meat. So we got some of our Jeff's legendary brisket that we make at Pig Beach. We're going to load that up with some brisket.
Savannah, how is it?
Uncle Top it off with some barbecue sauce.
I mean, we know we've come to love.
And the coleslaw.
Throw those crispy onions on there. The crunch comes with those crispy onions.
Just have the brisket. Just the brisket
and like
itself.
A brisket cheddar crunch burger. Why not?
What did we shoot at Pig Beach when we were there?
Father's Day. We had you guys there last year for Father's Day. We had a beautiful segment for that.
Oh, wow.
And then this Saturday is the barbecue benefit.
Oh, nice work, Hayes. You got
the foundation.
Stacked up
what time is that at?
VIP access starts at 11. General admissions at 12:30. Tickets are still available if anybody would like to come join us. It's really, weather's going to be good, right, Uncle Al?
Absolutely.
We got good weather for this weekend.
It's going to be
a beautiful event.
Absolutely.
And it's just such a great cause. So come on by the restaurant. We'd love to have you guys with us.
30 pitmasters outside your house if you're wrong, Uncle Al.
Carson, what do we think of the burger, Carson?
It's delicious.
He liked it.
You got the
Carson Breen seal of approval.
That's awesome.
Great event this weekend. Get the recipe. Learn more about Jeff Michener Foundation, go to today.com/food.
Go Gurkha Gators!
All right, coming up on Hoda and Jenna, Vivica A. Fox is going to dish on her fun new movie that she's got going.
Next on the third hour, comedian Jim Gaffigan. He's going to be with us.
Good job.
All right. Great job.